This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Census & Co. is Malaysia's first designer perfume subscription service that allows subscribers to discover different designer perfumes every month, and it announced a strategic partnership and a lead investment from Malaysian United Industries Berhad, or MUI Berhad, through its venture arm Pan Malaysia Ventures under Pan Malaysia Corporation Berhad. As a fragrance e-commerce business, it was launched in July 2020 with the mission to inspire and intrigue more consumers into the perfume world to grow Malaysia's fragrance community. I'm here with Sadira Yong, a 26-year-old University of Malaya graduate who is a founder, and we're going to talk a little bit about her journey. So, Sadira, you don't look 26, you look 16. Anyway... You have a degree in pharmacology and won the second place at 2017 Entrepreneurs Organization or EO Global Student Entrepreneurs Award in Frankfurt, being the only female in the top five. So many stories here, Sadira. First of all, you're in pharmacology. Why did you decide to do this business, right? And it was the height of the lockdown during the pandemic. But tell me why you decided to start this business.
Thanks for the introduction. So basically, the reason why I started this business was so all the way back in, let's rewind back to when I was 16 years old. Okay. I actually started my first business when I was 16 years old. So during my uni year, the reason why I chose pharmacy as a degree back in University of Malaya was because I know that pharmacy is the medical field where I can combine entrepreneurship together. Initially, I wanted to be a doctor, but my parents banned me from being a doctor. So I know that, okay, the second choice is pharmacy. And during my uni year, I got exposed even more to the tech startup scene. And that's how I know that, you know, after I graduate, I won't be pursuing my career as a pharmacist, but I'll be an entrepreneur instead. So fast forward to a few years later, during the first lockdown, I was actually stuck at home with three of my sisters together in Kajang, together with my parents. So during that whole period, it was quite very helpless, like, because very boring, like you get stuck at home. Then I was looking at my perfume, and I noticed that I've been using this particular same perfume from my year one in uni all the way until right now, and I've been wearing the same perfume for all kinds of occasion. So the idea came to me when I was thinking, what if we can get a community of people? We can actually share this whole bottle of perfume together, and we wouldn't need to commit to one full bottle. And at the same time, let's say when there are a lot of people, we can try different perfume at the same time as well. So that's when the subscription idea came about.
Right. Okay. So, you know, when I think of perfume, right, how adventurous are Malaysians when it comes to perfume? I'm no idea, right? Because you think people buy clothes and bags because, you know, people can see you with your bag and clothes, right? But perfume, I'm sure you did you do any survey? Yeah. Okay. Tell me about that.
Okay. So, back then, we know that the first challenge is to how do we market perfume through e-commerce? And I would say selling perfume online is one of the hardest things because people cannot feel, cannot touch. You can only read. So it's kind of hard for that part, but we managed to overcome that challenge through some market validation and some marketing tricks. As for how we know this idea will work was during that first, so I built the website on my own within 3 months and we launched it like a very, very basic functional website. And the day we launched, we had this issue, like the payment gateway cannot go through. So at that moment, straight away, what else can we do? Because some customers are on the waiting list and they can't wait to try. Then immediately you have to find a solution, and we launched a Google form instead.
Okay.
So when we first launched, it was only Google form, and people are ordering through Google form. And from there, I kind of learn and can see that, you know, the referral rate is very high as well, even though we only have a Google form. And people are really willing to take the cash out of their wallet to pay us. So that's right. When I know, okay, we can definitely try more so that I can put more skin in the game by putting my life saving into growing this business.
Okay. Yeah. What was your life savings?
All the savings since I was young until today. So I know that, I'm a risk taker, but I would say I take calculated risks. So through a lot of all these observations, notice that the customer are really coming back for more. And then I know, and I have more confidence to really chunk in all my life saving to grow this business.
Okay. Yeah. So how does it work when I subscribe? I don't get the full bottle.
Yep.
Okay. Just tell me, I go online right now. How does it work?
Okay, sure. So when you visit our website, the first step is you get to choose any perfume that you want to try. So let's say for the first month, if you want to try this particular perfume called Versace Eros, and then once you check out, we will deliver your choice of perfume in this 30-day volume. So it comes in an 8-mil atomizer. So it will last you 30 days if you spray for 3 to 4 sprays per day. So for the next month, you can log into your account and then you can choose any other perfume that you want. And the billing is automated. So for the next billing date, your order will be placed automatically. And then within 3 to 4 days, you will receive your perfume already.
Right. And what are the subscription rates?
The current rates, we have 2 plans. So one is the light, which is $49.90 per month, comes with free shipping nationwide. And second is $59.90 per month.
Okay, how is it different, the $49.90 and the $59.90?
So the difference, I would say, lies more in the brands available in each plan. For example, the Lux plan would carry a more premium brands. And also in terms of the some perfumes are very rare. So we do bring in perfumes that are not available in Malaysia. And sometimes if, you know, the supply chain is more tight on a certain perfume, they'll be under the Lux plan, which is the $59.91.
Okay, so no one gets the full bottle?
Yep, they'll get it. They'll get the juice in the atomizer.
Okay, so are there people who would like to buy the bottle? So that is not your target audience then?
Okay, because what we learned so far throughout our journey is that the customer really like and they have built this relationship with us. So once they have discovered, let's say they are on their 9 months, and then they say, okay, I know already, this one is my signature scent, and I'm ready to wear it or buy the full bottle or commit to it already, then what they'll do is they'll reach out to us. This is per request basis as for now.
Right.
So we will also cater and sell them the full bottle as well.
It's dating until they decide to get married.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, that's the concept.
So how many types do you have, the SKUs, you know, I mean, how many do you have at the moment?
Right now, we carry about 700 plus of different perfume for all of our subscribers to choose. So every 14 days, we launch about 8 to 10 perfume. And all of these new launches are based on the request from our subscribers.
Right. Is there a particular scent that's more popular or a particular type that's more popular? You know, like we love our citrusy scents more or something like that?
Yes, so in general, what I learned as well, and also through our data analytics, we noticed that the fresh and citrusy ones are the very safe ones. Even though for newbies, for the experienced one, they would always go for the fresh and citrusy ones first.
Okay, that's my style as well. You know, and I think it's a very our tropical climate, sort of like maybe we like that a little bit more. So okay, there is a lot that you've invested in terms of the technology and all that, right? So since you started in June, middle of 2020, right? How much of your business has increased your subscribers? If you don't give me numbers, like by how many times, by you know, how many folds since you started?
Okay, I would say if it's revenue-wise, right, our MRR, we are on our 22nd month now, and every month we are still observing growth single to double digit. So we are on our 22 month of consecutive growth. In terms of subscribers count, right now we have about 8.5K, targeting to close at 10K by end of this month as well.
Right. You know, like you're speaking like an entrepreneur, but this is your first venture in as an entrepreneur?
No, not my first venture. So first venture was during my 16 years old. That was like a blog shop, a very mini blog shop, small scale. But that was when I self-learned a lot on marketing skill. I learned Photoshop and the very basic coding, HTML coding back then.
Right.
Then during uni year, that was my second venture. It was on a tech startup that was funded by Credo Fund. So the startup was about, back then, I mean, until today, I still love to read books. So during uni, I spent a lot of money on books to the point where I don't have money to makan, which is, I don't think it's healthy anymore lah. Yeah. Then I noticed that for the very same book, right, different website has different pricing. Like the discrepancy can go up to 150%. So back then, my idea was, we have Trivago for hotels. Why don't we have Trivago for books so that we can encourage more people to read as well?
Right. That was your first business.
The very first tech startup. This was the first tech startup.
Right. Okay. So did that continue? Is it still around?
So we actually wind down this business right after I graduate, because there were a lot of learning lessons, a lot of tuition fees were paid I was very inexperienced. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess those skills from there has helped you in setting this up as well. All right. Okay, we'll continue our conversation in just a moment. I'm here with Sadira Young from Census & Co. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Bring forth Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu and you're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Sadira Young from Census & Co, which is Malaysia's first designer perfume subscription service, and that allows subscribers to discover different designer perfumes every month. So as we're talking about this, right, you actually have investment, right, from Mui Berhad, right? Tell me how that happened.
Okay, so back then it all started, MUI Group owns Metro Jaya. Back then, it all started with a marketing collaboration. So we understand that Metro Jaya or MUI Group as a whole has an offline to online plan, O2O plan. Right. And I know that they are targeting the millennial or the younger generation, which is which is the demographic of Census & Co.
Right.
Yep. So back then, this marketing collaboration was a very pure O2O kind of marketing plan. For example, for Census & Co, we are able to use Metro Jaya for our subscribers to pick up their orders or to have some offline interaction with Census & Co. And as for the Metro Jaya side, it is for Census & Co to push more traffic for Metro Jaya, that is particularly from our demographic. So that was the initial plan. And it was very successful. A lot of our subscribers really managed to bring a lot of footfall to Metro Jaya at Mid Valley. And then from there, we started with the collaboration with their subsidiary or their sister company, which is a Chorus Hotel in KL and also in Port Dickson. Then from here, we noticed that, you know, with all these very... it's like a collaboration or synergy between a very new startup with very established companies. And I noticed that the synergy is there. So from there, from a marketing collaboration, they notice our strength and they really like what we are doing. And also the chairman, Andrew Koo, is also very, very supportive of a young entrepreneur. So that's when they say, okay, why not we further, you know, strengthen this synergy by being a shareholder in the company.
Right. Okay. And of course, do they, and you find that is helpful? I mean, as you're starting out your business, that do they come in and provide advice, or do they just come in, you know, like what's the leverage for you?
For Senses & Co, I would say it is to, because they are very strong in their retail presence. So right. Andrew has also been very helpful in providing that experience, like in allowing us to have some exchange and also to provide us guidance on like when it comes to retail experience, what to do and what not to do. And also, other than the monetary investment, there is also one form of support. Another support is also that I've actually learned that they are very, the startup way of doing things are very different from, you know, very well-established conglomerate, how they run their business. So from this action, it actually allows me to see, okay, what are the good things? What are the things that I can do and replicate in our business as well?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Processes and all that, right? Yep. So how large a team do you have right now?
We are at 22 of us.
Right, okay.
At the moment, yeah. Still growing and aim to double it by end of this year.
Doubling by end of the year. Okay, now when you distribute these perfumes, right, do you need to get any rights from these companies or there's no need because you have purchased them? Do you have to get, you know, like when you're working with all these brands, do you need permission?
Okay, so we purchase from authorized channels. So one very good example of how this partnership works is through so there's a last year April we actually worked with a brand called Fela. So Fela is actually very well known for their bags, but not for their perfume. So when they first launched their first line of perfume, they know that they have they want to bring up the market awareness.
Right.
Yeah. So their team actually the authorized distributor who brings in Fela fragrance into Malaysia actually approached us. And we actually had this marketing collaboration where they actually allow us to repackage their perfume to give it out to our subscribers. So there's this such collaboration going on.
Okay, the back end now, when you have to put it into the, what's the process? How clean is it? How's, you know, when you,
Yeah, we get this question a lot. It's very normal to want to know. And it is also part of our responsibility to consciously inform our customer of this.
Do you have that on your FAQs?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yes. Yep. So because I studied pharmacy, so I kind of know how to manage and handle all these cosmetic. And we actually do it in a very stringent control room to ensure, you know, what you get is exactly the same as its original content.
Right. Okay. So like in your 22 months of, in the months that you've been around, so what have you seen consumer behavior been? Sort of like 9 months seems to be the time when they say, okay, I want to buy a big bottle.
Okay. I would say right now, one thing we notice is that a lot of people would prefer, they are slowing going off back to offline again. Instead of, you know, during lockdown, it was, I think a lot of e-commerce bloom and, benefited a lot from the lockdown period. However, now what we notice is a lot of them, our subscriber would also come to us on a daily basis and ask us, hey, when is your next pop-up booth? How can we go and see and try with, like physically? So moving forward, this is something that we want to target on as well.
Right. Okay. So that's what you see changing as well, right? Are you profitable yet? Or how fast when do you expect to be profitable?
We have actually achieved our break-even foundation a few months ago. So right now, it is the profit is always pumping back to growing the business.
Okay. Now, when you do something like this, is it sustainable in the sense whether it's the environment, that sort of thing, packaging? Have you thought about that?
Yes. So I would say ESG is something that we are looking towards as well. So part of what we are doing right now is the atomizer is in glass. So at the moment, we are planning to also launch like offline collection campaign. For example, let's say the subscriber have finished using their glass atomizer, they can actually return it back to us and in exchange for a promo code or a cash rebate.
Right. Do you have a segment in the market that says, you know, are the perfumes halal?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. This is first time I mean, someone asked me this question and it's a very good question. So there are people who actually come to us and ask if we do have halal perfume and we will just inform them there's no, because all of the perfumes that we carry are designer brands, they do have alcohol in them. Yeah, so we will just inform them and just let them know, you know, there are other halal perfume out there.
But would you, do you think it's something to consider? Like there is going to be a halal area, maybe something to consider?
I am not really an expert in, you know, all these part, but right now that won't be our focus, because our focus will not be building up our own in-house perfume at the moment.
Right. Right, right. Or maybe partner with a couple of brands that are halal, you know, halal brands. Maybe something to think about if there's a lot, if there's, I'm sure there are a lot of queries about that, right? That's something that you could help carry. Now, so you are, I read that you're projecting a 10 million ringgit of annualized monthly revenue. Are you on track? And, you know, you mentioned some strategies to go about doing that, whether it's pop-ups and all that. What are your other plans to meet that goal?
Yep. So in order for us to grow from 7-figure to 8-figure, right now, I would say other than having different strategy for the company, I also acknowledge that the team or the founder has to grow to another level as well. So right now, personally, there's a lot of growing a lot, like mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So going through all this process so that I can make sure I am able to carry the company to the next level. As for the company strategy-wise, looking into B2B as well, because we've been receiving a lot of corporate orders.
Corporate orders, huh? How does that work, the corporate order?
So for the corporate orders, some companies, let's say they have like annual dinner function, and they will want to give off the very premium gifts for their employees. So that's when we, that's where we come in, because on the case itself, we can also put in the company's logo.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's a whole new segment there altogether, right? And I guess you're saying that there are plans to grow. You want to double your workforce. Why would you need to double that? In what areas would you be looking at doubling your workforce?
Yeah, so right now it's a lot more about marketing. So on a daily basis, we are on a lookout for talents, particularly in performance marketing as well. So that because I believe that in order to scale a company, you need to scale the people, empower the people first. Hence, our current priority is to continuously to look out for talents. And second, we are also on our second fundraising at the moment.
Okay, and so that will be through that VCs, or are you looking at equity crowdfunding, or are you just open to investors approaching you?
I would say a mixture of investor approaching us and also on VC.
Right. Okay. So wait for the phone calls to start appearing. Okay. Thanks for spending time with us. I was speaking to Sadira Yong from Census and Co. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.